Ivy found herself wishing she'd worn something cooler. The cashmere dress felt suddenly stifling as her face, neck, and chest flushed at the compliment, and the blush deepened when Lillian smirked. "Thank you," she managed. "Help yourself to anything you want. Food's on the table and drinks are in the kitchen." "Lil," she stopped. She had no idea what to say to Lillian, except that seeing her made something in her throat swell, and she wanted nothing more than to stare at this woman, a woman she'd hated for years, until the stars faded. "Ivy," said Morgan, appearing at Lillian's side and swinging an arm around Lillian's shoulder, always swooping in at the wrong moment. "Hey, Morgan. This is my partner, Emilia." Morgan beckoned to someone out of her range of sight, and the woman she'd run into on her jog weeks ago smiled at her. "Yes, we've met." Emilia's smile held far more warmth than Morgan's. "I ran into Lillian and Emilia on a run the other day," Ivy said. "Pun intended?" Stevie, who was passing by with a drink, shot Ivy a wink. "Never," said Ivy, who, as a rule, thought puns were the lowest form of humor. Lillian laughed. The sound curled around her heart, and she watched Lillian's mouth soften. Her dark eyes met Ivy's in a moment of solidarity. She was vaguely aware of Morgan's scrutiny, but she didn't care. The evening passed in a blur of conversation, wine, and not enough solid food. She eventually ended up ensconced in an armchair by the fire with a large black cat on her lap, pinioned by his claws. Most cats would have fled for safety and solitude during a gathering of this size, but the enormous purring animal had an authoritative glint to his green eyes that Ivy recognized. She saw it often enough in the mirror. She stroked his head with the tips of her fingers. "Oh my God!" Stevie froze as she entered the living room. "Ange, come here!" Ivy looked up to discover Stevie staring at her with wide blue eyes. "Oh, wow," said Angie when she popped her head around the fireplace. "You're still alive." "Yes," said Ivy. "Lil, come here," Angie said. Lillian, who had been chatting with Emilia, turned. Her eyes also widened. "You're petting James." "Is that his name?" asked Ivy. "I call him the devil's familiar, but yes, technically it's James," said Stevie. "He doesn't normally make friends." Angie pressed a hand to her mouth to hide a smile. "I need to draw this." "Take a picture," Stevie told her, pulling out her phone. Ivy searched for Lillian's eyes. They met hers, and Lillian drifted toward her with raised eyebrows. "I didn't take you for a cat whisperer." "I like cats," said Ivy. James butted his head against her hand. "And I like this cat. He seems to like you. I take it that's unusual." "Angie found him in a dumpster a few years ago. He was totally feral, and let's just say he still has his moments." "He's a sweetheart." "Only you would say that, Poison Ivy," said Lillian. But like her earlier jab, this one also felt gentle. "It isn't fair, you know," Ivy said as Lillian perched on the arm of her chair. "Poison Ivy is so easy. What am I supposed to call you?" "My mother calls me Silly Lily." "You should not have told me that." "Why? I can hardly see you saying it." Lillian's perfume wafted over her. "You might be surprised, Silly Lily." Ivy paused. "Okay, you're right. It doesn't have much sting. And I feel really weird now. And it isn't like you've ever needed help insulting me." "You made it easy," said Ivy. "Not my fault." "It's a pity you're trapped in that chair."
"Why's that?"
"I was going to offer to show you around the house." "I could move James." James chose that moment to extend his claws, and she reconsidered her position. "Or not."
"Too bad." Lillian's voice promised things Ivy would gladly have endured a tiger's claws for, had she not wanted to draw attention to the fact that she was staring up at Lillian Lee with naked longing.